I want to ask Richard and Barbara to come and join me here. Those of us who've been members here for a long time know that Richard and Barbara have been great servants of the Lord in this place, and we thank God for their countless things they do and their great energy towards us. And there is a service order for everybody to use, and we're going to introduce what we're celebrating today, and they will then use the prayer in bold print, and they will reaffirm some vows. Friends, we're gathered here to pray for Richard and Barbara, who've come to offer for God's blessing the promises which they made to each other in the love of Christ our Lord. The scriptures teach us that marriage is a gift of God in creation and a holy mystery in which man and woman become one flesh. It is God's purpose that as husband and wife give themselves to each other in love throughout their lives, they should be united in that love as Christ is united with his church. Let us therefore thank God and say together,
O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for marriage and all the blessings of family life. We thank you for those whom you have given us to love, our parents and our son and his wife, our relatives and our friends. We thank you for all that they mean to us and do for us day by day. We thank you for the teaching of Jesus about marriage, for his power to help us in marriage, and for his presence now. We thank you for all the work to strengthen family life and to uphold the standards of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Richard and Barbara, as you come to reaffirm your marriage vows, let us hear the word of God. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. The Apostle Paul writes, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And a prayer. Hear, O Lord, the prayers of your people, and send the blessing of your Spirit upon these your servants, Richard and Barbara, that in perfect trust they may commit themselves to your keeping and may be renewed in your love to live together according to the promises which they've made to each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Why don't you turn to face each other?
In the presence of God, I renew my commitment to you, my wife. All that I am, I give to you, and all that I have, I share with you. Whatever the future holds, I will love you and stand by you as long as we both shall live.
In the presence of God, I renew my commitment to you, my husband. All that I am, I give to you, and all that I share with you, whatever the future holds, I will love you and stand by you as long as we both shall live.
Holy Father, so dwell in the hearts of these your servants that living together in your love, they may know the power and depth of your grace, and increasingly in that love may serve you and their fellow men till they come to the vision of your glory in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
O God of our fathers, bless these your servants and sow the seed of eternal life in their hearts, but whatsoever is in your holy word, they shall profitably learn and may indeed fulfill the same, that so obeying your will and always being in safety under your protection, they may abide in your love until their lives end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, pour upon you the riches of his grace, sanctify and bless you, that you may please him both in body and soul, and live together in holy life unto your life's end. Amen. Amen. We do affirm that you both, and love you both.